You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Where did you find out that?
I read the abstract.
It's implausible deniability.
Stella, you made it.
I did. I'm so sorry I'm late, Karen. How are you?
Not good enough. So how are you? Is it all right? Your car broke down or something happened?
It did. It just simply would not start. And it turns out if you ignore the lights on your dash for long enough, it comes back to bite you.
The battery goes flat.
I guess so. I don't know anything about cars. It just has a screwdriver on the dash and...
What do you mean? It has a screwdriver on the dash?
You know, when the little lights come up and they say, you should probably go to the mechanic. And I say,
no.
Not right now.
Well, that's all right. It's random.
Yeah.
And so is the topic today, actually.
It is.
Vampire bats.
Vampire bats, indeed. I was... thank you, Rob Bollocks, for sending me a video of these vampire bats running on a treadmill. I was quite intrigued by the video. I recommend you watch it, but it does feel like an invasion of their privacy because they look really sad.
Oh, they do. It's horrible. I hate it every second of it.
Yeah, they're in this little box. It's like, oh, you poor things. But it is for some research about their metabolism. And they look very displeased about the arrangement. One bat in particular has a really endearing way of running sideways, which I really enjoyed. But the study was looking at the metabolism, which I thought I'd talk about broadly and in the context of these unusual little bats. So the results overall were that their metabolism is very unusual in terms of their method of getting energy from protein in particular. So metabolism is something that I feel people are familiar with in relation to weight loss or gain. And it's definitely relevant to that, but it isn't just about that outcome. It actually refers to all of the chemical processes that are happening in your body to maintain normal functioning or homeostasis.
Why on earth would anybody, I suppose scientists do study these things, but why would you want to do the metabolism of a vampire bat?
That is frequently what I wonder about many, many studies that I see. But I think it's actually a nice indication of the state of science, because a lot of the time funding goes to things that are just for very utility uses, things that we can use. And when I see things that look slightly confusing or like, why would we do that? I think, great. That's science for the sake of science. But I guess it would help us understand humans in a roundabout way, funnily.
We don't suck blood, though, do we?
We don't, no. Hopefully
anyway.
Not.
Although please. I have been watching that Marilyn Manson.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, this researching this made me feel a bit sick, to be honest. It's really gross. So when you talk about metabolism and people say it obviously slows with age, that's actually referring to so many factors. It's every function that break down nutrients for food, but it's also literally everything else that's going on inside your body. So that's something to know, that metabolism isn't one discrete thing. But back to vampire bats. Bats are mammals, as we are, of course, and generally mammals get most of their energy from fats and stored sugars. So if you remember the installment of implausible deniability where I talked about the mitochondria, so the mitochondria is where the metabolism of sugar is completed, for instance, and ATP is the result of this, which then captures energy and provides it to fuel other cellular processes. But bats are on a blood diet, obviously. Blood is very rich in protein, but it's very low in fats and sugars, which, as I say, is where the bulk of energy for movement specifically is drawn from in most mammals. So that's how we're moving around. So the vampire bat's metabolism is slightly confusing because the things that proteins are made out of, which is what blood is rich in, amino acids, they generally provide just below 10% of the energy that animals are using during exercise. Remember that the study is looking at them on the treadmill specifically.
Pop a little treadmill like in the gym.
Yeah, it's really small. I wonder where they got it. They must have made
it. A shoe box.
Yeah.
Actually, before we go any further, I thought that was pronounced amino, but it's amino acids.
Amino acids,
yeah, right.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
So the experiment design is from the University of Toronto. They put them on this treadmill specifically because some nectar bats can hover in flight, which means that you can do an experiment with wind machines and put them in a wind machine. But vampire bats can't hover in flight. They're very good at running, though, and they apparently run at high speeds at you. Hopefully. Oh, my God, that's so scary. Hopefully not, but
attach themselves to your neck.
disgusting. They're actually really freaky little things. But yeah, they're tracking prey on the ground and they're going really fast.
Really?
Yeah.
How they do it? They run after them.
Yeah, they can definitely fly.
So that one goes sideways?
Yeah, maybe it does. I think that was out of duress, to be honest. I don't know. But they fed these bats with cow's blood that had amino acids with labelled carbon atoms. We've come across labelled carbon atoms on the show before. It's where molecules can be tracked or tagged or labelled and then more easily seen with imaging equipment. So it's just a methodology thing. So then on the treadmill, they make them run up to 30 metres a minute, which is quite fast for a little guy. And they measured their metabolic rate by tracking oxygen intake and carbon dioxide expiration, which is just inhaling and exhaling.
Puffed,
exactly. And they do look puffed. So they looked at the carbon isotopes that were exhaled by the bats, and they found that rather than using stored nutrients like other mammals, they're actually getting their energy directly from the last meal that they had, which is really unusual. So utilizing amino acids as your main energy draw in the animal kingdom, or protein, so to speak, that's not common at all. It's really only happening in blood-feeding insects like mosquitoes and hibernation, bears, that kind of thing. So this means that they're running really off their last meal at all times, because there's no storage happening like in other mammals. I guess this is where it comes in as to why it's relevant. But for instance, a human can theoretically not eat for between 8 to 21 days. There are differing estimates for that because obviously deeply unethical to test before a human starves. That's how long. But a vampire bat
starves to death.
Starves to death, yes.
You can last longer than that, can't you?
Well, this is what I meant. One figure was 2 months, but I thought that was a little bit outlandish. And it was from a news article, not a journal, so I decided not to include it.
Because you've got water.
Yes, you do need water. I think water is about 3 days you can go without. But yeah, a vampire bat.
3 days, oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Let me double check that. But a vampire bat can really only go 24 hours or maybe 3 days at a stretch without starving to death. And that's, if you think about the wild, that's a really short amount of time. So because the human body, when it's not getting food, it starts to essentially break down the tissue that we do have, which has stores of fats, and it also starts to produce glucose, which is, of course, a sugar, all using the tissue that we do have. But vampire bats, no capacity to do that. So they're really susceptible to starvation then. But I'm going to end on a really disgusting note. Never fear. They've developed an absolutely horrifying strategy to combat that. In some articles, it's referred to social bonding, a social bonding ritual where they share food. In others, it's called a vampire bat French kiss. breakfast warning. In others, it's described as regurgitating their blood meals for other members of the group when they can't find a meal, which is...
It's great.
Lovely. It is lovely. Really altruistic of them.
Or survivalist.
Yes, that so too.
I was looking at these vampire bats after you sent me this information about the study, and that these 24 came from Belize in Central America.
They did.
And I was kind of curious about vampire bats. And this little information here, they usually live in colonies ranging from 20 to 100 individuals, although much larger colonies, up to 5,000, have been reported.
Oh.
So there'd be a lot of blood sharing going on there if they were hungry. There would be with 5,000.
How many meals can you realistically get? I mean, look.
And they're called, and this is Latin, I suppose, Desmodus rotundus.
Rotundus.
Why would they be called that? Because they're not very big.
I mean...
Maybe it doesn't mean rotund.
No, surely it does. Latin's just weird English.
There's modus rotundus. And they roost.
Creepy.
In moderately lighted caves with deep fissures.
Good.
And in tree hollows.
Uh-huh.
Don't have to worry about it here, but let's say we're in Central America. Vampire bats can also be found in old wells. Mine shafts and abandoned buildings, like in Transylvania.
Spooky.
And roosts often smell strongly of ammonia because of the digested blood that is collected in the crevices and on the floors of the roosts.
Oh, my God. Yeah, They are. I prefer a nectar bat. I'll just say that.
Have they got sharp teeth too? Like these little bats have got really sharp teeth, haven't they? Obviously.
Yes, they do. For the puncture canines. Wounds. A lot of them, I think.
Incisors.
The literature has really emotive language around them. It's quite funny, which is unusual for science. They call anything that they've preyed on their victims, which I think implies murder, which is really funny.
Yeah, well, they don't kill them entirely, though, do they? They must have. Like, what do they eat? I mean, I know they have blood, but
they just eat blood.
But what? Like a. You're in Central
cows.
America, a cow.
But I mean, if they're in the rainforest,
a monkey.
God no. Oh, monkey. Yeah. Maybe if it's sleeping.
Yeah. And someone might know the answer to this. Here's a text for you. Here. I also read that humans have done all their growing by the age of 25. So our metabolism slows down as we don't need as much food anymore as we have done all of our growing. But what tends to happen is you still get some people eating the same amount of food they did as teenagers, hence the huge weight gain in many adults.
Yeah, sounds about correct. It's also very dependent on muscle. Mentioning mitochondria is really high in muscle. You want to be – all the articles I read, it's just the classic advice. It was like, how to improve your metabolism. Stay healthy. Stay exercising. And it's true, unfortunately, that is the advice. But, yes, that's very correct.
Yeah, and Desmodus rotundus.
As we know them.
They've got big eyes so that they can see inside the roost.
Oh, God, they're really creepy.
Do you find them creepy?
I used to really like bats, and then I went to Sydney and I saw one for real. And I
really?
Went,
where'd you see it?
It's horrific. Just in the park. It was just flying overhead, and it looked like a scary seagull to me. They're just so big. I don't know what bats they have in Sydney.
Pointy ears.
Yes. I think they're quite cute. I think nectar bats are quite cute in the face. I think Aotearoa's native bats are adorable.
Oh, we've got bats, have we?
Yeah, we do.
I've never seen one. Have you?
I don't know. I think they're Stewart Island. You can see them.
And what do they eat?
I'm pretty sure they just eat, like, nectar. See? That's adorable.
Just because of the fact that they're eating nectar.
Yeah, sweet little things. They definitely eat other things, but I'm choosing to ignore that.
Right. Oh, well, thank you very much for that roundup of the metabolism of vampire bats.
No worries.
And you've picked, I don't know if it's relevant, but it seems relevant.
Slightly.
A track called Enzymes?
Yes.
Who is this?
Ian Bell. He's the front man of one of my favourite blues bands from the early 2000s from Britain. And Gomez.
Thank you very much. And how are you getting home?
My flatmate is on standby outside.
Oh,
yes, thank
nice.
You, Jaideep.
Very good. All right, and we'll see you next week. Thank you very much, Stella.
Thank you.
There's no enzymes left.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.